This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Virginia and in New Jersey. Yes, it was election day and some big expectations, I think, in both of those states, both for the Democrats and for the Republicans. But it looks like the GOP is winning, and it's all about declaring and calling the races in Virginia for governor and also in New Jersey. We'll see what happens, especially in New Jersey, because I think Virginia, it's a foregone conclusion that Terry McAuliffe has lost that. Also, the Braves win the World Series for the first time in 26 years. How about that? Hi, everybody. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show, whether you're coming to us for the first time or you've been here for a long time. We appreciate you, as my friends would say. So let's talk about Virginia and what happened there. Youngkin was the guy who's got now 51.1% of the vote. McAuliffe, slightly less, 48.2% at this point. So as I said, this election especially gives Republicans, I think, a leg up and perhaps a glimpse into what can happen coming up in 2024 and in some future elections. I think for sure it shows that, because you look at what the talking points were and his approach to campaigning, and it absolutely worked. I mean, is this a bellwether for the Dems, this 2022 midterm campaign? Is it a referendum on Joe Biden, who's the president? Because often, sometimes, that's what many will say when they read the tea leaves. And then you have the former president, Donald Trump, who we all believe is running in 2024, who said, I didn't even have to go rally for Youngkin because McAuliffe did it for me. Thank you to the MAGA voters for turning out big. So the insurance policy in Northern Virginia, it looks like you can rip that one up, because they thought for sure that McAuliffe was going to be able to nail this one, even if it got a little bit close. But with 96% of the tally in, the votes in, Youngkin is at that 51% and more of the vote. So it's really looking like that's it. Boom. You look at what happened in some of the areas, like Arlington County, who got, how much of the vote did he get? You look at Fairfax and how much of the vote did he get there, get this time around? And was it the fact that McAuliffe was saying that he was going to cut the percentage of teachers that who were white? That was one of the things he talked about in Virginia, saying that that there had to be more diversity, etc. So there was concerns for some about jobs. It's interesting, as I said, to look at what the specifics were of the campaign, and he was out there, you know, hitting the flesh hard and talking about the things that weren't working. So this hasn't happened in 10 years in Virginia. The independents, it looks like, weren't there, and that made the difference. Again, not official, but pretty much almost official, the way those numbers are coming down. So a very, very big turning of the guard, if you will, switching of the guard, maybe is a better way to say that, in Virginia. So big results. In New Jersey, I mentioned this at the top, New Jersey, which many just consider a Democratic stronghold. So, and there have been Republican governors, by the way, in New Jersey, even in recent times, but it still is always considered to be a place where perhaps the Democrats would have a leg up. And that is not looking like that as well. You know, Jack Citarelli, the Republican, taking on the incumbent governor, Phil Murphy, in the gubernatorial race. And that whole thing is neck and neck, too, as well. So let's point to what we look at in the future and what does it mean, and what does it mean to see that the people in those two kind of Democratic strongholds are in this precarious position of, you know, especially in New Jersey, it's kind of a cliffhanger deal. And with more than 95% of the vote now, and that keeps ticking away, looking like Youngkin takes that lead, and he has that lead in the governor's race. Again, what is the analysis on that? And is it, in fact, a referendum on what Republicans can expect to see in the future? And there were people that were very frustrated with the economics of what's happening in their backyard, frustrated with certain policies in Virginia itself, not even talking about nationally and how that is fed into Virginia. So I think that the voters there are sending a message, especially when it comes to kids and when it comes to masking in schools and vaxxing. And that was also part of the discussion along the campaign trail. So I think McAuliffe is probably a bit surprised with the fact that his lead has slipped away in those wee hours, because I believe when this all first started, McAuliffe did not think that that was going to happen, nor did the people around him believe that that was going to happen either. So with the polls closing, it's clear it's a backlash, or some are saying it's a white lash, to some of the things that were discussed along the campaign trail in Virginia. The stakes pretty high, for sure. And this shows that Trumpism and the aspects of what worked for Trump and what drew voters to Donald Trump worked for this candidate. Like Donald Trump said, I didn't even have to campaign there, where Joe Biden just last week was at a rally for the former Virginia governor, Terry McAuliffe. And obviously that didn't necessarily carry over to what the voters were thinking. So Youngkin trying to become the first Republican to win a statewide race in Virginia since 2009. And again, where were the independents? The independents not showing up or voting in a different direction. All right, much more coming your way as we jump ahead to the next seg. We'll have a mailbag for sure in this hour as well. You had plenty of thoughts on these races and a few other things that are buzzing in your backyard and mine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to everybody who once again flooded our virtual mail room. K2KDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. If you have any thoughts on, hey, what's shaking with the elections, what's happening with COVID, how do you feel about kids now being able to get the jab? That's happening across the country as doses are being dispersed. It's not a full dose like adults would get, but it still is two shots. If you have children, will they get the vaccine? Or do you say, no, we'll fight it off a different way? And I got this first one from Lenny, who is listening to us in Illinois. And Lenny says, hey, Kate, what happened with the replacing the police department measure that was on the ballot for the people in Minneapolis? Did they decide to boot the boys in blue or not? We know that's a great call because that was a huge debate about, you know, say yes, vote yes on two. It was Prop 2. But 17 months after George Floyd's murder, there was that call to defund the police, not just there, but in other places. So it was question two, and it would have amended the Minneapolis charter to allow the police department to be replaced by a Department of Public Safety, and that new agency would have taken a comprehensive public health approach to public safety, including dispatching mental health workers to certain calls, more investment in violence prevention, that kind of thing. But it did not happen. So there was language that would have been removed, all kinds of things that would have changed what was happening there. People on both sides of the fight predicted it would be close. 99% of the precincts reporting late on Tuesday, 56% of voters have rejected the measure. So the people who supported the initiative said it was disinformation, it was fear-mongering that led to that. But I think there were people that thought, you got to be kidding me, this is not going to work, this won't work. Here or we don't fully understand it, and I don't like the way it sounds. I mean, regardless, it didn't happen. So right now, that's how it fell down. That you know, where they may have complained, in a city where they may have complained about brutal tactics of police, especially, let's face it, this was because of, like I said, the whole Floyd thing. It didn't happen, barring some last-minute flurry of an incredible amount of votes in the different direction. So, no, it hasn't changed. It hasn't moved the needle anywhere. So there you go. All right. I got something else from Glenn, who says, Kate, did I hear right about what happened in Virginia? And do you think that when you look at that governor race, that so much of it is the frustration with what's happened with the pandemic and taxes and the economy and other aspects of our lives that we all always vote on? Yeah, you know, all politics are local, right? So what's happening in your backyard? I say that all the time. So the exit polls absolutely are going to look at taxes. And when they looked at taxes, you know, which mattered the most in voting for governor? So taxes, 15% of voters put that as huge, right? And 71 went the Republican way, the candidate Youngkin's way versus McAuliffe. The economy and jobs, that was a little bit tighter, 33%. That was huge for them. 56% went to Youngkin, the Republican, 44 to Terry McAuliffe, and education, 44% for McAuliffe, 55 for Youngkin. So in all those categories, taxes, economy, jobs, education, boom, he had it by whatever the amounts. And then the coronavirus pandemic, only 14% though said, this is of exit polling, so it's limited, right? Which one of the five issues mattered the most in deciding how you voted for governor? And for McAuliffe, 83% said, you know, him with the pandemic. But that was 14% to Youngkin's 17. So about one-third of Virginia voters, if you listen to some of those loose numbers I threw out, said that the economy is the most important issue facing Virginia. Of course it is, because this is where people were hit from the pandemic, still lingering effects of the pandemic. What's happening? What's happening to businesses, small businesses, etc., who can't find employees? That's happening everywhere, and it's crippling the economics of small businesses and even mid-sized to bigger corporations in some cases, if you look at what Virginia is made up of. So the majority of Virginia voters said, you know, some of them said, hey, it's good, it's fine. But then about 4 in 10 said the economy was not so good or poor. And if they viewed it that way, they were definitely not voting for McAuliffe. So there was one of the big differences. A slight majority of Virginia voters favored employers requiring coronavirus vaccines for their employees, while just 4 in 10 opposed it. So interesting, huh? All right, let's try to really jam a few more of these in. I don't want to go down the proverbial rabbit's hole, so to speak. So how about this one? This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, hey, Kate, how about those Braves? Were you surprised that the Braves won the World Series? No, I wasn't surprised that they won the World Series. They certainly had a shot at it. You know, you got to think about some of the firepower that they had at the plate, and they hadn't had this opportunity since the mid-90s. You know, you think about the Braves of old and how dominant they could be, but it was these rookies that were pretty incredible and came through, and they had great coaching on that team. I mean, not just the manager, but the coaches. So the Braves started off with a first inning grand slam in game five. They couldn't hold the lead, but much different story when you talk about their bats holding it, taking it, grabbing it in Houston territory. They wanted this badly, and so they blanked them. They win the series 4-2 with a 7-0 victory. I mean, donut, nada, nothing. Nothing. They couldn't get anything working for them. So the Astros fans were loud and proud in the beginning, but they were probably a little bit silent at the tail end of this game. So, hey, the Braves won 36 of their last 55 regular season games, and they ran away from the rest of the National League East when it mattered. It just goes to show you sometimes the dog days of summer and the dog days of the end of the season in baseball, if you're clicking and you start to accrue those wins, which is what the Braves did, you can get there in the end, and then it's like a second season. Anything can happen. Thanks for that question. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from John, who says, "Hello, Kate. I listen to the show. I don't often get a chance. I've tried to call in, but usually I'm too late. Something's already switched, or you're on to a break or whatever it might be. I'm curious as to what you think is going to happen with this Rittenhouse and whether or not he will end up getting a life sentence. What do you think the Wisconsin judge ultimately is going to look at here in listening to some of the facts of what this case is and what the jury is going to come back with once this all wraps up? Well, I think it's going to take maybe 2 weeks or so for them, once they get the case, to decide on this. And, I mean, we're just at opening statements with Kyle Rittenhouse. And if you don't know who he is, he's now 18. He faces life in prison. That part's right. If he's convicted, he's accused of fatally shooting two men, wounding a third, when he was at a protest in Kenosha in Wisconsin, and it was a night where there was protests and destruction and, you know, that kind of stuff, and there was sort of a media frenzy around it, and now he is in, you know, jury selection is beginning, and they're saying it's not a political trial when the jury selection is happening, was unfolding, and then the opening arguments, now all of that. And so I think the judge is going to be all over this and trying to keep this on track and warning the prospective jury of deliberately biased media coverage. How about that? Stay with us.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Virginia's gubernatorial race on Election Day 2021 is being seen as a bellwether for next year's midterm elections. And going into the balloting today, Democrat Terry McAuliffe said he wants every vote to be counted in the Virginia race. Republican Glenn Youngkin has taken a big lead, though, given the vote count so far, but there are still a lot of votes to be counted. McAuliffe thanking his family and his supporters, saying he still believes he's going to pull it out. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, is facing a challenge by Republican Jack Cittirelli. And again, no results have come into focus there just yet. Eric Adams will become New York City's 110th mayor as voters chose Adams over the Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa. And this is USA Radio News. Some 28 million children in the United States now eligible to get a coronavirus vaccine, as CDC Chief Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave her approval of a recommendation for children between ages 5 and 11 to get the Pfizer shots. Walensky insisting it's another important step in America's fight against the COVID virus. Kroger is now teaming up with a retailer to try and expand its home and baby offerings, as the massive grocery chain has announced a new collaboration with Bed Bath & Beyond to sell products carried by Home Goods or the Home Goods Company through Kroger's website. This is going to include products from Bye Bye Baby. Quentin Tarantino is joining the world of NFTs. The award-winning director is set to auction off 7 uncut scenes from Pulp Fiction as non-fungible tokens and the audio commentary from Tarantino himself. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Just when you think they can't get any worse than Bernie Madoff, there's a blast from the past. How long ago was Madoff thrown in prison, and then the rest of the story just downhill for Madoff and his clan, so much that there have been a couple of television movies made about Bernie Madoff, and he certainly was a fraudster and financier who ran the largest Ponzi scheme in history. That was $64.8 billion, died in prison. His penalty was like something like 150 years. But how about those people that would never get that money back? He died in April of this year. And you look at his family and what happened to his kids, etc. And he just never seemed to me that he was contrite. Somebody that I had a brush with in my career, had met him several times. He used to listen to my radio show. He had a paid radio show at the radio station where I was as a sports director, and I was doing the Texas Rangers. His name is Doc Gallagher. He got a 30-year prison sentence from a state district judge for his guilty pleas. This was a Ponzi scheme that he set up where he built elderly listeners out of millions of dollars. So his sentencing came down after more than a dozen senior victims testified during a 3-hour court hearing about losing anywhere from $50,000 to $600,000. 6,000 because they invested in the Gallagher Financial Group. Some had to sell their homes, borrow money from their children, take part-time jobs to supplement Social Security benefits. And I'll tell you what, the in the district attorney's office out of Tarrant County in Fort Worth, Texas, Lori Varnell, who's the chief of the Tarrant County District Attorney's elderly, they even have a team, elderly financial fraud team, said, Doc Gallagher is one of the worst offenders I have ever met. And so what he did is when I knew him, he was on the radio station that, like I said, that I was on, it was a huge stick called KRLD, and he, you know, was peddling his financial group, etc. And then he went on to be on Christian radio. So he really pushed the Christian people to believe in him, invest, etc. And his big tagline was, see in church on Sunday. So he promoted his investment business in books. One of his books was Jesus Christ, Money Master, and on Christian radio broadcasts. So he's really been incarcerated since March of 2019 when he was arrested on some similar charges that were filed in Dallas County. He pled guilty to that. He was sentenced to 25 years. Needless to say, he's never getting out of prison. He's 80 years old now at this point. He was ruthless. But I'll tell you what, when you met him, you would never know that. Oh, he was a glad handler, smile, slap you on the back, tell you how much he just absolutely loved you. And he was preying on people who really believed that he was a Christian, and they paid up. Like I said, they did whatever they had to do. They leveraged themselves to the hilt, and that's the thing about these people that have that personality that pull you in a different way. That was Bernie Madoff, right? That he just got that reputation, and people would turn over whatever they had, whether they were somebody who had a lot of money, which some of them were famous celebrities, or they were people who were just had a little bit but thought, he's going to really multiply this for me. And that's part of it too, wanting to take the money and thinking that you're going to have multiples happen to you so quickly because you're looking at returns and listening to people, and so you believe in that and you want to invest. And you know, in the Madoff situation, they recovered, or they reached settlements to recover about $14.4 billion. That case was, I want to say, it was like 2008 or something. And, you know, some has been returned to customers, close to 70% of their allowed claims anyway. But it was crazy, the respect that he commanded, and yet he was a fraudster all the way along, and he didn't have to do that. But the millions he had already made was obviously not enough. So shocking to some when the Doc Gallagher thing happened, and I hate that, again, standing behind the veil of religion, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, and he was just trying to pull those people in and had the perfect way about him of saying what he could do for them, and that he was like them. And now he's paying the piper, though, because he got caught and enough people testified. And like I said, he will never, ever get out of prison. But all that trust that was just shattered there, very, very sad, using the radio airwaves and books and all those other things to get away with what he was getting away with for so, so long. All right, I mentioned at the top, and this is so much of what is buzzing across the land, is what's happening in these two governor's races, both in New Jersey and, of course, in Virginia, with the lead that Glenn Youngkin, the Republican, has. And he is just flat out projected to win at this point. They're calling it, from the Washington Post to, you know, name the network, that he's winning this because he has just enough of that vote over the Democrat, Terry McAuliffe. And again, it is a referendum on where people are, especially with the economy, because in the exit polls that I briefly went through in a previous segment, that was one of the things that weighed heavily on people. This is part of that wave of the pandemic and how people are feeling about what's happening with jobs and where are we headed and retirements and you name it, everything that affects you, not being able to get the right kind of job or not being able to hire people because you can't hire them. I mean, all you see is help wanted signs everywhere. And, you know, we're talking about everything from banks and financial institutes to, and I'm not saying every single place, but restaurants, of course, grocery stores, everywhere I go, every third place I go, there's help wanted. Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody who needs a job? I've heard that from a few people. I mean, really, from cleaners to, you know, whoever. So this is the world that we're living in right now. And if you have a small business, they've shortened hours, et cetera, because you can't find enough people to work. I think I told this story. I had to get contacts, and, you know, you have that superwoman vision, and then suddenly it starts to go just a little bit. Anyway, so the hours, I have a great eye doctor, but not enough help, so no weekend hours, and really kind of select hours during the week, so it was tough for me to... Yeah, you'll take my money, I'll pay, but I don't know, unless I have them delivered, you might not be open when I can actually get there. So, and this is, again, part of the trickle down of there's not enough people to work, something that we didn't really see before the pandemic hit. So people are frustrated. People are frustrated with what's projected to be taxes in some areas. And then there's the particularly local issues. What is local to the people in those counties in Virginia and overall in that state, the things that infuriate them. And that is a changing of the guard when that happens. But trust me, Republicans are watching this and should be watching this because Youngkin, it's not that he came out of nowhere, but he did not have the name recognition of McCauley, certainly, or the reach of McCauley, but it didn't matter in the long run. Donald Trump really spoke highly of him and talked about him here and there when he was out doing his thing, and he focused on the supporters of the former president, and a lot of those people came out for Youngkin. So, and he focused on education and taxes, and just stuck to that pretty much and not anything to do with the, you know, previous election or any of that, because I think he didn't really alienate some of those independent or moderate type of voters. And I think that was a strategy that paid off, right? Not to go full on, I'm going to hit you about what happened. And, you know, a lot of people in the suburbs liked what he had to say. So the Democrats are going to have to retool and figure out what happened in those suburbs to turn some of the what was once more a Democratic stronghold into now the Republican challenger winning them. And Virginia was considered to be the first really major testing ground of the competing theories of what is it that works when you're running, right? That you don't 100% go for the jugular of what happened previously a couple of years ago, but you do stick with education, you do stick with economics, you do stick with what's happened in D.C. that's affected Virginia. And I think that has really worked for Youngkin. That's why he's getting ready to declare victory, I believe. See you in a few.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Box taking your order at the Golden Arches, a toy shortage under the Christmas tree. Turkey, cranberry, and wine costing so much more. You won't be as thankful this Thanksgiving, and you'll have to pay bigger prices. All part of what's on tap. All right. So you might need a cold one to listen to this. If you are a parent or grandparent, or you just have a child in your life and want to get them some cool, groovy toy, which would be so easy to do, right? You just fly in the store, pick it up, especially Hasbro, because they have a lot of the creative toys that are out there. Let's face it, they're not the only game in town. But because of the supply chain issues, they've had 100 million in unfilled orders in their last quarter. So you better come up with plan B if there was a toy that was really on your child's list or a child in your life's list. You could say, oh, boo-hoo, first world problems. But, you know, everybody's so busy, at least those of us that are working, that this last-minute gift-giving, this is not going to work out so easy for you. All right, speaking of the gift of giving food, Thanksgiving, for many of us, means turkey and cranberry and stuffing and wine and mashed potatoes and all of that. So the mashed potatoes you should be okay with. Potatoes are cheap and you can find them pretty much everywhere. They haven't shot up, to my knowledge, in any of the places that I've been. But turkey, you've had dry weather in the Midwest, so it reduced the corn supply. Corn bushels were running for, $7 up 3.5 from last year. Turkeys eat corn. You knew that, right? What does it mean when the corn costs more? It means pricier turkeys. You can pay more for that turkey. Cranberry. Because of some of the shutdowns in the steel plants, what happened was China limited steel production to reduce emissions. Cranberry sauce gets more expensive to can. See? Follow the dominoes. Right? It's got to be in the can. That's how you get your cranberries. I know, because I don't eat cranberries, but the Hubs does. So when I open the can, it looks like the can. I have to, like, cut it right so it doesn't look so weird. So that's definitely going to be more. All right, so then you say wine. I mean, come on, wine is everywhere, right? Why are we whining about wine? Well, energy costs up 25%. Labor shortages, slow production. Glass bottles sit on ships from China. Yeah, like in Los Angeles, in that port, causing a shortage. Wine prices are part of the production challenge. So, if you look at the food, you look at all of that, things are going to be up at least 5%, anywhere from 5 to 10%. And a lot of that goes back to the good old supply chain driving up the cost of the Thanksgiving essentials, right? And metal prices are high. So do you have aluminum pans? If you live near me, I'd lend you some. I have a whole bunch of them. So I'm not worried about aluminum pans. But you understand where I am. And you know, all this stuff adds up. Things that you just kind of don't necessarily maybe think about. Then all of a sudden it becomes a bigger deal. All right. You know, McDonald's and a lot of fast food places are having trouble getting enough people to work. In fact, when I've traveled, I've been through a few drive-thrus, get that good old coffee, like on my way from Texas to New Mexico, and at the Golden Arches, no, they were not open inside because they only had a handful of people working. I think they had like three people, and they had lots of cars at the drive-thru. I think everybody had the same idea. Well, we need to stay awake. Or we need to get some breakfast or whatever it was. Well, McDonald's is working on something that a lot of fast food restaurants are experimenting with, and that's AI and robots. Because the entry-level workers, they can't find them, right? So, hey, let's bring in the robots. This has already been tested. In June, it was tested in 10 Chicago drive-thrus. So customers could tell a computer their order, the bots, they could tell them. And they had a pretty smooth running. It's almost 85% accurate. So the strategy is to bring companies in-house maybe for a short period, then find a partner maybe to scale it up. That's part of what's been discussed. The CEO told CNBC that was part of their strategy, right? Because they acquired a startup. That's what they're talking about with this acquisition. Not all the individual people who own the McDonald's, but they acquired a startup, Prente, and they specialize, smart move on their part, in voice ordering, and they created these Mickey D tech labs, and so that's how they're testing all of this. And they also announced the sale of their automated order-taking tech to IBM, which is going to acquire Mickey D tech labs. So that's what they did. They took it, messed around with it, and that's where they're headed next. IBM has Watson, and they have AI tools, right? So it's going to be a way to go before they can roll out AI to 14,000 restaurants. But 20% of the orders in the top six markets are being made digitally through apps and kiosks and for delivery, and it accounts for like $13 billion. So get ready for that to happen. And it's not going to happen just there. It's going to happen at other fast food restaurants, drive-thrus. It's going to be a bot that takes the order, and that's what you're going to see. Because it's a way to combat the problem of the shortage of workers, and in the long run, if they perfect it, I suppose they would save money. Because however many people would be working, you would not be paying that money out. So, you know, there you go. And look for that to happen, I think, more. A lot of people like that face-to-face, get frustrated with automatic checkout, automated checkouts, you know, like when you even self-check at the grocery store. I see it in people's faces. I saw a guy one time throw a loaf of bread. But that was a great pass. Didn't hit anyone, so that was okay. Because he was frustrated. He was trying to figure out. It was, you know, weighing vegetables or something, and it wasn't so easy just to swipe across with the bottom and the code and you know, the QR code. So it didn't, or the food code. So it made for a frustrating couple of minutes for him. And then he had to wait for somebody to help him. But that, my friends, is coming. That is definitely on tap. Definitely on tap. All right, the other things that are on tap that are worth mentioning here, we have, of course, another week of Nail the Score. We are getting deeper into this NFL season. Nobody has won so far. But, you know, you got nine or so games left in the NFL season. If you call in or send me an email in our last segment on our Wednesday show when we do Nail the Score, you just have to tell me who you think is going to win of the game that I announce as the game of the week and what the final score will be. We've had winners in the past, and they were very excited at everything that they won. So you could be very excited, too, and it's perfect time to win right during the holiday season. So, hey, that's something to look forward to. I think this is a very good thing that they're doing in Colorado. There's more talk about mental illness and catching kids when they're young and the suicidal thoughts sometimes can develop as they get older. So Coloradans age 18 and younger are now eligible to get 3 free mental health counseling sessions through the iMatter program. It's an effort from that state to respond to what they see as a worsening youth mental health crisis. And the program was announced on Wednesday morning. It stems from a bill that was signed in June, and it charged the Office of Behavioral Health with creating a temporary youth mental health program. I think that's a pretty good move, right? If there's something that a kid wants to get off his chest or her chest, they have this free counseling, and I think that there would be kids that would benefit from that because they wouldn't be carrying around whatever it is that is a burden to them, and who knows what that could unlock. They had 32 providers across the state that signed on to provide care. Many of those provide telehealth services, so it's more accessible to those students. Bravo for that. You go, Colorado. Thanks so much for all of you that are listening, that are tuned in to this hour of the show, and also Jeremy for his fine work on the technicals. Woohoo! I vote for him. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.